and I sent him an email. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. 5-star rating on Google Plus.
Powerhouse Jim McCollum, Bob speaking. Can I help you?
Yeah, is Kevin in?
Not in.
All right, maybe is anybody else around in charge of financing, like office manager? Does Kevin kind of do all that himself?
Yeah, I'm a manager. What can I do for you?
Perfect. I was just looking to get in contact with Kevin about a finance offer we sent over a few weeks ago. I'm actually calling with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank, but we had the gym out there pre-approved for $250K for any equipment financing or working capital you might be looking at. So, you know, just trying to see how everything's going, see if you guys need any equipment coming up.
Okay, what was the name of your company again?
It's Cardiff. We're a business bank out in San Diego, actually.
How do you spell that? I'm sorry.
C-A-R-D-I-F-F is in Frank Frank.
Cardiff. Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And they always think it's SS. That's why you have to say Frank Frank, because on the phone it sounds like SS. So they're like Cardiff, every time. Like he just said Cardiff, and he, I don't know, he sounded interested, but he said he's a manager, put me on hold.
What's the goal by lunch, like hour-wise?
They say 2.5, but it's whatever. Everybody's at different pace too, because other people are doing other stuff. You know, like the only people that are pretty like required to hit those marks that you guys are is me, Matt, Pete, and I don't even know about Danny anymore because he just got moved out of his probation. And he's like, gets apps, you know, he's doing deals and all that, but
PNC equipment,
getting apps.
Even if you get them though, you gotta get that. So like my day, I almost got 4, but it was hard, like, because you gotta spend a lot of time, you put all this in, all your files, you know, and then, like, you'll see the process, like, this was the Viper, and I had all these files, you know, you gotta mess with all of them, you gotta go through their statements. Because you have to make sure all the info is 100% before they put it in. Because if they submit it through CNET for funding, you know, like to see what program it goes in, and your info is wrong, say your time of business doesn't match up on your tax report. Because I talked to this guy, he tells me, like, yeah, I started in 2002. And then I, on his statements, said he went LLC in 2013. And so I had to call him back, and I was like, hey, you know, you told me you've been around since 2002. Your tax return said 2012, you know, what's that? And he's like, oh, sorry, yeah, I went LLC,
I think she has,
you know, but, and I was like, all right, well, you know, I have to make sure of that, because if that's wrong, you're going to get sent back, and the app gets rejected, because the info is wrong or something, and that costs some money just to even go through the process. I think there's, like, on the funding page, I don't have one of those that's like the other end, but when they like send like the final doc, it's like 2 pages. It's not like, you know, like 30-page contract, right? Like some loan bullshit. It's 2 pages. It's like time, amount, payback, you know, like everything straightforward, right? But, you know, like at the bottom it says like fee, funding fee, 500, app fee, or something like that.
Hello, you still there? Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. It's
all right. Yeah, you know what? Kevin won't be in until afternoon, so you probably have to call him then, maybe after 1.
Yeah, that's fine. Is he going to be in today, though, you said?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
Perfect. And then does he maybe have an email? It might be easier for him to get back to me that way.
Let me see here. Okay, it's kgeorge@powerhousegym.com.
At Powerhouse Gym?
Powerhousegym.com.
Perfect. Did you guys used to be Clinton Fitness?
Yes. Well, we're still Clinton Fitness, but that's our license name. You know,
oh, it's Powerhouse? Yeah, yep. Perfect. All right, and then, yeah, Kevin's the one who makes all those decisions for you guys then, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Could I just leave you with my name and some info? Just go ahead and pass him along a little note, and I'll go ahead and try and get back to him later on today as well.
Go ahead.
My name's Patrick.
Hold, you know what, Patrick, hold on 1 second. I got a call coming in. Hold on.
Yeah, you're fine.
See, and then he put me on hold because he's got a call coming in, so. Go ahead, dude. That's I'm already at 5. Take your time. Like, that's the thing. You'll realize it, too, when you gotta hit those 4.
Like, it's a long time, man. Like, my first day, I was like, this is hard. because I was, you know, I told you I was just going, like, those industries, because they gave me those, like Danny or somebody gave me those when I was shadowing him, some extra sheets, so I was like, dude, I'm just gonna go construction, you know, whatever, or whatever I feel like there's a need, dude. Like, you know, it's summer a lot of places, it's finally starting to get warm, like, they need money for jobs. So I was like, totally, and I just burnt out going, because you make so many calls, man. And, you know, like I said, like, you'll realize, dude, half of them, bad phone, gatekeeper, disconnected number, whatever, you know.
Billy, can I please talk to
Sterling? Yeah, a little bit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, my name's Patrick.
Okay.
Then my bank is Cardiff, that's with two Fs actually, so Cardiff.
Right.
And then my direct dial is 858-252-1481.
1481. Okay.
And then, I mean, any talk you might have heard from Kevin, are you guys looking at getting some equipment down there?
No.
Maybe expanding?
Yeah,
anything coming up?
I haven't. He hasn't discussed that with me at all.
Perfect. Yeah, probably more up to him, right?
Yes.
All right. And then is there a good time he's going to be in later? I know you said
after
he's going to be.
After one sometime.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
All